Adulting has become a popular term used by young people still figuring out what it means to be an adult. Now colleges are embracing the word and offering adulting workshops. As Stephen Bisaha of the Kansas News Service reports, Kansas State University hopes students don't just learn how to change a tire, but also how to bounce back from tough times.
First, a definition of adulting from Kansas State University senior Frankie Skinner.
Things that are not taught in school that make us feel stressed when we don't know how to do them.
And used in a sentence?
When I have to go grocery shopping by myself, I'm adulting.
Okay, it's easy to mock college students for not knowing how to order a quarter pound of cheese in the deli section. But well-meaning helicopter parenting hasn't fostered self-sufficient kids. And educators say schools have focused so much on testing and drilling book smarts, there's been little room for teaching students how to manage life without their parents. K-State student Anna Trainum felt the weight of that college and test prep obsession.
In high school, I felt really pressured to take a lot of college classes to succeed because there was a huge race for like valedictorian and like being top of the class. And no matter how high your GPA was, everybody was still stressed. Like, you had to take college classes. You had to do perfect all the time.
That's why K-State started offering Adulting 101 classes this year. The non-credit workshops include car maintenance, building good credit, and food safety. That one is taught by student dietitians like Anna Biggins.
How many of you guys have asked yourself this question when you're maybe getting ready to eat something or opening up the fridge, being like, what is that? Or can I still eat that?
Wichita State University, the University of Nebraska, and other schools have also been offering adulting workshops. The stress of not feeling prepared for adult life is part of the reason psychologists say there is a college mental health crisis. The National Healthy Mind study found the rate of college students getting mental health treatment went from 19% to 34% from 2007 to 2017. And that leads us to another buzzword on campus, resilience. This time defined by K-State health educator Megan Catt.
The ability to overcome and move forward toward some goal.
Catt says the adulting workshops help build that resilience by preparing students to better handle their own problems, like having a car breakdown. Northeastern University professor Kristen Lee says the approach has merit for another reason. Students might end up less stressed when they see other students needing an adulting class too, and that the school is willing to help. Lee defines that as supervised skill practice.
Which is just really a fancy way of saying community, accountability, support, knowing you're not the only one to grapple with a particular issue.
Laura Horn is the chief program officer with Active Minds, a mental health advocacy organization. She says building resilient students is important, but dealing with a campus mental health crisis requires a culture shift where all students and staff feel comfortable talking about these issues.
It's a long game. This is really difficult work to do, but it is the work worth doing.
And balancing those long and short-term solutions will require colleges doing some top-level adulting. For Here and Now, I'm Stephen Bisaha.